saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It became important to me to focus on a new way of looking at box music, and that by virtue of the fact that I transcribe for piano. And it's really a different way of seeing his music, because as a musician who played several instruments himself, he obviously approached whatever he wrote with the particular instrument in mind. Yet his music is so universal in language and so easily translatable. I think we all need a new perspective on Bach and a new perspective on his music as kind of a tool for enjoyment and calmness and centering, and how it can feed the brain of amateurs and children and just lovers of music alike.
In our upcoming episode, Bach Reimagined, Artistic Innovation of Timeless Music for All Audiences, I had a pleasure of speaking with Eleanor Beinman, pianist, arranger, and recording artist, renowned for her inventive and accessible transcriptions of Bach's works for solo and four-hand piano. With her extensive recordings and thriving YouTube channel supporting her transcriptions, she is reshaping the way we approach and engage with Bach's music, inviting pianists of all levels to rediscover its joy, beauty, and relevance.
My purpose is not to be able to play this on my own. My purpose had become to make this accessible to people. So one of my criterions is I don't want this to be very difficult, because I don't want 3% of the existing pianists to be able to play it. I would like, more than 50% to be able to play it. So I'm always wary of adding things that are very difficult. His music sounds great no matter what instrument you play it on, because it is structured on very basic patterns that are very clearly manipulated. And there's something about that that I think appeals to our brains, because we react to symmetry and structure and we somehow see it as something akin to beauty. And also there is complexity at the same time.
Don't miss this episode, which premieres Tuesday, May 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel and on your go-to podcast platforms. If you are a VIP member on Substack, you will get early access to the audio version available one day before the official release on our Substack page. See you all on Tuesday.